Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to the broadcast. Peace be upon you. I'm Sean, your host, and the website can be found at www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today we are ready for Psalm 46. So we're going to be looking for a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of encouragement from the Psalm today. It's only 11 verses, but it's a reminder not to fear, not to be walking in fear, but that God is our fortress, and to trust in Him, and to believe that He will actually protect us, and we have no reason to fear when we have God as our refuge, and God as our strength, and God as our help in the time of trouble. And so we're going to read Psalm 46, and then I'm going to read a devotional for you this morning, by Charles Spurgeon from the Evening and Morning Devotionals. I don't read this as often as I would like to, but basically he's written a book that's called Morning and Evening, very famous book. And then for each day, there's a devotional that he's written. And so I'm going to read you this morning's as soon as we're done with the psalm here. So let's get straight to the point. And let's take a look at Psalm 46, reading from the King James Bible. Here's what it says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And that is Psalm 46. And it's just a reminder that, hey, why should we fear? You know, he says that line, be still, be calm, be still, know that I am God. We all have moments of fear. Sometimes I look at the world and the direction things are going, and it's hard not to be tempted to be a little bit afraid of what's to come. But really, at the end of the day, fear is a lack of faith. Because if we really believe God is who He says He is, and He's capable of what He says He's capable of, and if we really believe that God is for us, then we should believe the question, then who can be against us? I want to read a couple of companion passages real quick to passage 2 here, where he says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 27:3, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. And then we have the reminding passage in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8 when the great storm came. Starting with verse 24 in chapter 8, he says, "And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ships were covered with the waves, but he was asleep," talking about Jesus. "And the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." You see, the disciples were tempted to fear, even though the Savior was among them, physically, not just spiritually. And he says, "Why, ye of little faith?" Hebrews 13:6 says, "So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." So really what it comes down to is faith. Because fear is the opposite of faith. It's the absence of faith. Jesus tells us in Matthew 21:21, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done." So much can be accomplished through faith, and it's, you know, I understand it's hard to be faithful at times. You see unanswered prayers, you see the things going on in the world. It can be difficult. It can be difficult. But we have to start to see God as our refuge. We have to understand that it's not our own strength, but it's the strength of God. God is our refuge and a strength and a very present help in trouble. Let me just read the psalm one more time before I get to the devotional. Since it's only 11 verses, let's just review it one more time. God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with a swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad in the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. When I read that verse, he maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot of fire. What that tells me is that God at any point is able to bring peace. I pray for that in the world today. Verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah." Well, that is Psalm 46, my friends. I pray that it was a blessing to you this morning. Let's finish this morning by reading a devotional from Morning and Evening from Charles Spurgeon. And the verse that he's writing a devotional on this morning is from 2 Peter, verse 1-4, which says, "Partakers of the divine nature." Let's begin. To be a partaker of divine nature is not, of course, to become God. That cannot be. The essence of deity is not to be participated in by the creature. Between the creature and the creator, there must ever be a gulf fixed in respect of essence. But as the first man, Adam, was made in the image of God, so we, by the renewal of the Holy Spirit, are in a yet diviner sense made in the image of the Most High, and are partakers of divine nature. We are, by grace, made like God. God is love, we become love. He that loveth is born of God. God is truth, we become true, and we love that which is true. God is good, and he makes us good by his grace, so that we become the pure in heart who shall see God. Moreover, we become partakers of the divine nature in an even higher sense than this. In fact, in as lofty a sense as can be convinced, short of our being absolutely divine, do we not become members of the body of the divine person of Christ? Yes, the same blood which flows in the head flows in the hand. And the same life which quickens Christ quickens his people. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Nay, as if this were not enough, we are married unto Christ. He hath betrothed us unto him in righteousness and in faithfulness. And he who is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. O marvelous mystery! We look into it, but who shall understand it? One with Jesus, so one with him, that the branch is not more one than with the vine, then we are a part of the Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. While we rejoice in this, let us remember that those are made partakers of the divine nature will manifest their high and holy relationship in their intercourse with others, and make it evident by their daily walk and conversation that they have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, for more divine holiness of life. And that is the devotional this morning from Charles Spurgeon. Well, I realize that this morning's podcast was a little bit short, but sometimes this is just the way it is, and there's no reason to ramble or find filler material. The word speaks for itself, whether it take us 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Now, the power is still there, and I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that you've been blessed by this podcast this morning and by the reading of the Psalms. Remember to walk in faith. God is your refuge, and he's the one who strengthens you, and he's your help in the time of trouble. There's no reason to fear. Be still, scriptures say, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That's all I have for you this morning, friends. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Peace and grace. Peace and grace be with all of you. Until next time, God bless.